May, it's hard to remember what month it is. Time goes so much faster as you get older. But we welcome you to this meeting tonight, and that we appreciate your interest in the process where we try to assist our citizens and property owners with improvements in the historic districts and the overlay districts. And you all, if you don't mind, our commissioners are going to review their minutes and let us know if you have a motion to approve the April work session and main advisory board meeting.
I move that we approve the minutes, both of the meeting and of the work session.
Second.
Okay, thank you. All right, the motion's been made and seconded. We approve the minutes as presented. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay. It looks like now we can proceed. Susan, with...
Okay. We have four applications tonight, all in the historic district. We did have another one, 14-038, which has been removed from the agenda. This is for Helen Naylor at 229 Florence Street. Okay, so our first application is application number 14-043. The applicant is Lynn Sampson, location 348 Newberry Street Southwest. The applicant requested new picket fencing along the front of the house at 348 Newberry and also requested 6-foot tall privacy fencing along the south side of the property and along the rear. All of the fencing as described above was approved administratively except for a small portion of the 6-foot high privacy fencing extending from the front plane of the, in this case, the porch to the front corner of the lot, which has to be approved by the Design Review Board because it exceeds the maximum height of 4 feet allowed in the zoning ordinance.
Okay, thank you. And I think we have at least one applicant here tonight. If you would come forward and give us your name for the... If you just stand right over there, that microphone will record.
And McDonald, I think it's okay since we said it in the work session. They do understand that you did not just willy-nilly put the 6-foot fencing in front of your house. That was kind of a calculated thing with the city. So...
I am Lynn Sampson, and I do own the house at 348 Newberry, which is my grandparents' home. Mm-hmm. I'm in the process, or have been in the process, of doing renovations of the home and the yard. And the fence that was there was a wire fence that had just was totally coming down. The posts were rotten where it was wiggling. Okay. On the side of the Yarboroughs, which is the north side, they had already replaced the fence with a lattice fence. That they wanted, but the back and all the other had a wire, and it was a small wire fence. And so, if you're familiar with that area, obviously I'm sure you are. The houses are all very close, so having privacy across the back and down the side was just something that was going to be nice to have, and then come across the front with the picket. The gates were redone that matched the gates that were there. The fence was painted the same green as the arbor that is there and the gates that were there. Mm-hmm. The reason 6 foot, I mean, I just wanted privacy coming down the side, and I didn't want to stop a few feet short and put a shorter fence. Mm-hmm. There are also the people that live right there have 3 dogs, 2 of which are big dogs, that were putting their feet on top of the 4-foot fence that was a problem because they were just a wire fence squishing it down, but a wooden fence, they still could have put their feet on the top of it. Mm-hmm. So for safety reasons, too, it was just nice to have a 6-foot fence.
Right. Okay. Thank you. Any other commissioners have questions about this? Ben?
I do. Mm-hmm. Ms. Sampson, the fence on the side of your property, on the side where in the drawing, you got a black line down through there, where we're talking about the additional length, you know, that needs to be taller. That's the back of your neighbor's house, isn't it?
Yes, it would be the back of her house, okay. Their house, yes. So they face south boundary.
Yeah, and so I think our normal practice is to allow privacy fence is across the back of a property, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's just not your property. It's your neighbor's property.
That's, yeah, it's my okay. side, but her their back.
Right, right. Okay. All right, just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, we routinely, they need to be reviewed here, but there's nothing wrong with a six-foot fence in the rear. Okay, any other questions?
Yeah, it looks nice.
Yeah, I think Mr. Heisel is probably looking down in approval.
I think he'd approve.
Yeah, he built my parents' house.
I knew he did.
Yeah.
I knew he did.
Yeah.
Your dad was a good friend to Papa's. He came to Val and visited him a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He came by and they tell stories on the front porch.
Still remember his swept clean trunk of his car that you could eat lunch out of, probably.
That's because my grandmother wouldn't let him come home with it any other way, I can assure you.
Watch him build that house. Well, thank you for bringing this in and contacting us to inquire about the rules. So
okay.
We'll see if anyone else wants to speak in opposition to your fence.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, this is a formality to ask if any others would like to speak either opposition or in favor, and it looks like we don't have any takers, so we can entertain a motion. And do we have to stipulate, we probably ought to mention that we have a small portion there that's extending out to the front, but there are circumstances relating to the neighbor's dogs is one of those, I think. If you all would consider a motion, either way, we can discuss it further, too.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to, application number 14-043, I move that we approve this application as submitted, and for the reason that the 6-foot tall privacy fence extending beyond the front plane of the house is certainly consistent with other houses on that street where there are tall fences in front of the house itself. So I think it's appropriate given the neighborhood.
Second.
Right. Good. We have a motion to second. Any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor of the application as presented, raise your right hand. Okay. Approved. Okay. Now the next one.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay, the next application is application number 14-047. The applicant is Grant Larley. The owner is Dr. G.S. Drew, minus a period. Location 243 Berry Road. The applicant is requesting approval to replace an existing iron gate at 243 Berry with a new iron gate. The previous owner of the property established an additional entrance with a black decorative wrought iron gate several years ago. The new owner, Dr. Drew, desires a black iron gate with a simpler design to fit in with the surrounding paddock fencing.
Okay, and we have, I think we can invite the applicant representative to identify himself again.
Looks like it. Okay. Grant Larley, 1096 Toolbeck Road. When we started this project, one of the things that bothered us was the existing gate and how it jumps out at you, the columns, the height of the columns. And so when we got with the architect, he came up with a design of a more simple gate. The old gate used to have lions on it, and those are no longer there. But after looking at it, we felt like we need a different design, and then we'll paint it white. The gate will be white, and then the lights on the columns will be the proper size and not what's up there.
So the gate will be white, painted white. I'm sorry, I had it as black. So okay.
I'm pretty sure. I wouldn't, maybe they'll lock me into the color, but my understanding is the columns would be white and the gate would be white.
But okay.
The brick columns are, excuse me, but I remember discussion about something being white up there.
The columns will be white, and I'm almost certain the gate's going to be white as well, but I wouldn't lock me into white or white or black just in case.
White, black, or Charleston green?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like I said, there's two little brass lights they stuck up there, and we've got some larger black kind of wrought iron looking lights that will replace those. Mm-hmm. And on the drawing, you'll see those two posts that look like right next to the brick columns, and we want to try to eliminate those and actually attach the gate. There's a metal plate already on the gate, and so I want to do away with those two posts that are there, so the gate will attach directly to the brick columns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, as far as that surface going up there, I don't need approval to do something different with the surface of the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Like putting grade?
Grade? No, when we do it, we're going to do the same concrete with the aggregate stone, kind of like they have in front of the academy.
Okay. Yeah, that's a different ball game. We've got pea gravel right now.
My question is that something I have to ask for if I change the surface of the driveway?
Mm-hmm. If you've got pea gravel right now and you want to do aggregate concrete with pea gravel, that's a change. I mean, we've approved them before, obviously.
But
still have to do an application.
Is that administrative or?
Because the problem is we can't get up the driveway.
I understand. I mean, I can see your issue.
We spin out.
I will have to.
I didn't think about that till just now when I got to thinking about the columns.
Maybe you can look on the. Do you have a matrix with you?
Tommy might.
We'll look into it. It can't be done tonight, so it's just a matter of does it have to be on the next meeting or can it be done in between?
Let me ask Tommy something. Can we add it, Tommy? Probably not, because we didn't do...
You mean tonight?
Yeah, we didn't do a public notice.
Kind of tricky. I was going to say, while y'all are looking, most of the fences that I've seen like this are white. I mean, they're wood.
The fence on this property is white.
Yeah.
It's three-board white, and it's kind of covered by a bunch of landscaping, and we've got plans to... possibly remove some of the overgrown shrubs across the front, and so you would see just the fence, but we would still have the shrubs behind it to keep some privacy.
Now, I see that the sketch has 2x4. I think Cam was just describing approximately the
size.
Profile, the size of the metal. Then.
Right.
That made me first think it was wood, and there is an almost identical fence. Not gate, but fence at the First Presbyterian Church on Telford. We're talking about that in the work session, and that may have been what his inspiration for this. But it's wood, and it's very attractive. But it's gray. It's like a light gray. Mm-hmm. It's not a dark color. So I'd be surprised if we can just add it on. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, unless it's related. You know.
Well, it just as one. I'll throw one more thing out there too. We also have changing the circle up at the house, which is not visible, but...
Well, if it isn't visible...
It's visible from the air.
It's from the air.
It's visible from the right-of-way, not from the driveway even, but from the street, right?
You can't even see it through this gate because of the lay of the land. Okay.
I'll submit another application for that surface, but...
Uh-huh. I mean, if it's not literally, if you're standing on the street, down on the street...
You won't see it because of elevation.
Okay. Then...
But thanks for telling us.
Tommy's coming.
Tommy may have a drone that he starts beginning to use to do inspections with.
Say something, just a second.
Yes, please.
Whenever...
You're Tommy Paradise.
Tommy Paradise is zoning official.
Mm-hmm.
And according to the matrix I have, paving services could be administratively approved.
Okay.
But when you talk about being visible from the street, one of the things that always comes to my mind, if it's an elevation difference, that's fine. But you have to look at it as though there's no vegetation there.
Mm-hmm.
So if the vegetation is what's blocking the visibility, it's still visible from the street.
Mm-hmm. How about a fence?
A fence, you can see through the fence. If it's a brick wall, it's Superman can't see through it.
Okay.
That's the difference is in the...
But if it's up a slope and it's up here and you're down here...
If you can't see it standing in the street because of an elevation change, it wouldn't be applicable.
Yeah, it's not in the public.
Make sure about the vegetation. Yeah,
that's right.
People get confused on that.
Right. Bushes don't matter. Okay. All right, now let's see. We've got this application about wrapped up, I think. And then do y'all have questions? Okay.
Grant, I thought I heard you mentioning the columns were too high.
Well, originally when we first looked at the columns, we were going to see about bringing them down, but he's actually got this gate up at 6 feet, so there is, I don't know how much more we would really bring them down.
So there's no change to the brick columns?
No, sir.
Okay.
Other than maybe painting them.
Other than painting them.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And then, and it says that in the write-up, Susan typed, there was a black iron gate. And you're saying you're not sure about the color, but it is an iron gate. It's
yeah,
not
we,
wood.
We wanted to have kind of a, that 2x4 gives it kind of the wood look. Now the little spears on it take away from that look.
Mm-hmm. So the doweling and all that's all iron.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
mean, and you may want to eliminate the 4x4.
My personal thought is that the spears go away, but I didn't draw it.
Yeah.
Okay, so, but you're saying you do probably want to eliminate the 4x4 on each side?
I do. There's a steel plate there, and I just think that a gate looks better if you don't add those posts in there if you don't have to. When I build them from scratch, I always put the post inside and put arms out that we weld
right.
the hinges to.
That's right. So it looks like the column is the column.
Yeah.
And not two columns.
It looks like an afterthought when you do them.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Does Tommy have something he wants to add? Okay. Okay. Any questions of our applicant besides?
Yes, I have one question on the drawing. Exhibit B, is that correct or has that got changes to it?
As far as the what now?
This drawing, Exhibit B.
Correct.
Yeah. Is this what you're asking for?
It is.
Except what he just pointed out about those posts on either side. Zach Cam was worried about the anchoring to this, and I think it sounds like that Grant feels like he can attach directly to the brick.
But yeah, the gate that's there is mm-hmm. anchored to a steel plate that's attached to the brick column.
Okay, so with or without these two posts that are shown next to the...
Without.
Well, I'm saying with or without.
With or out. Okay.
So without. You can have it however you want it.
Without. Right.
Well, if they want it, that's fine.
Well, that's fine because if something that all of a sudden comes up and there's a problem and the column's cracked and we had to...
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. You can with or without.
But right. Otherwise, it's just like this.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
And white, black, or green?
Yes.
So, without the columns, are you extending the gate then?
The gate will be a little wider.
It'll go closer to the column.
Yeah.
It'll be a little wider.
Has to be, yeah.
So it'll be almost another spear wide?
Correct.
And the height will curve up just like it's curving up now?
Yeah, it'll curve up, I'd say, another... 3-4 inches.
Yeah,
and that'll help that column height that you're worried about too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. We'll see if anyone else. Thank you, Grant. We'll see you again soon. I think.
Okay.
Anyone else like to speak in favor and opposition? If not, we'll entertain a motion then on this application. And we can give him latitude to remove those anchor posts.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to application 14-047, move that we approve the application as submitted with the following corrections and or options, that the existing posts are going to be painted, probably white. The 4x4 posts that are currently shown on Exhibit B between the gate and the existing columns there are optional. If those posts are not provided, then the gate would extend of similar design to the width of the columns.
Okay. In the color.
And the gate will be painted either white or black.
Or Charleston green.
Or Charleston green.
Or Charleston green.
One quick question. If for some reason when we go in there and design this or start to lay out for the gate, if we decide that we could bring the height of the columns down a little bit.
How tall are they now?
Are they this is 6 feet to the post, so they must be close to eight feet.
Yeah, they're tall.
I think... If you want to add that, as you're making the motion, so if you want to give him latitude, and then we can vote. You've already started the motion.
Yeah, and the existing columns are approximately 8 foot tall. If for proportion, they need to be lowered as much as 2 foot. That's an acceptable modification to the existing columns.
And then now, we don't have a second yet.
Second.
Okay, we have a second now. Y'all okay then with our motion and any questions about it?
Question about the motion. Is that with or without lions?
Lighting, did you
without,
say?
No lions. Okay,
no lions,
okay.
Okay. All right, we got a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion as we amended it, raise your right hand. All right.
Next is application number 14-048, Historic Overlay District. Applicants Grant Larley, owners Don and Sandy Nicolaisen. How do you say it?
Nicolaisen.
Location 438 Mead Avenue. The applicant is requesting approval to replace three rotten wood windows and one vinyl window with new Geldwin wood clad windows with simulated divided light bars. Also requested is a replacement of an existing solid wood door on the front of the building with a new Dutch style door as shown in an example.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Would you come forward again, Mr. Applicant, and you better tell us your name so we'll know who you are.
Grant Larley.
Thank you.
Look, when we started this project, this barn has been patched and pieced over the years, and finally we're restoring it back to its original. Mm. And one of the issues we have are these windows that one of them is vinyl and the other three are wood. The sills are kind of rotten on some of them and they're not in very good shape, so we want to just rip those out and replace those with a clad material because of where they are on the barn, and they're not protected a great deal back there. So the gel one makes the wood, the frame of those, some of those are non-rot, plus we wanted to put the clad material on those. And then the door in the front to replace one of the existing doors to get a little more light in that tack room. And so the door immediately on the front, on the left side, would be replaced with a Dutch door with straps.
Glass. And glass in the top. Like
glass
that.
On the top. And I doubt it will be simulated. It's probably going to be true divided light. But, I mean, I wouldn't lock me in on that one.
Okay. Do you have any Ben's
Always good for a question.
That's right. It's just because I'm very curious.
Okay.
And so you were talking about replacing the frames as well as the sash.
I want to rip the whole thing out. I want to retrim the whole window and everything, because I'm just, based on the sill and the rod on the sill and everything else, I just feel like it'd be much better if I take it all out instead of using sash packs.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Are these going to be true divided light, simulated divided light?
Simulated divided light.
Okay. With interior and exterior grids?
Correct. Like what we just looked at 544 couple weeks ago.
And they're aluminum clad, right?
Gel one is aluminum.
Yeah.
Anderson's vinyl.
That was my last question, was about the cladding material.
Right, okay. I have a question, quick question now. When I look at the rear, I know where the vinyl window is. It's really the one in best condition, but doesn't look so good, you know, relative to the historic nature of the building. But the rear window, is that some sort of aluminum window that was inserted? Is that wood? It doesn't even look like a wood.
There's three windows on the back. The only window on the front is opposite side of this door. And there's, in the tap room to the left, there's a window that faces the polo field, mm-hmm. one that faces the very back of the property. The very back of the property is a vinyl window. And then
that's the one we see pictured as a vinyl window.
Correct.
Okay, and then the rear, the one we've got identified as rear, it doesn't match anything.
No, it's on the right-hand side, and it faces, you could possibly see that one from Marion.
Is that what you're calling one of the three rotten wood windows?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, there's probably two rotten. The frame around that vinyl window probably has some rot. One of them up underneath is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what is that? I'm getting back. I'm trying to keep count here of the ones you need to replace.
I may have labeled one wrong listening to you guys.
Three rotten wood windows and one vinyl window. Is that the count then?
There's four total.
There's four total, including one vinyl.
Correct.
Right. Now, of those three wood windows, is one of them aluminum also?
No.
What is that? What is that thing on the back, the rear?
That's the vinyl one you're looking at.
Oh.
The one that's too short?
Yes.
Well,
it's too short.
It's in here.
That's the vinyl.
Oh.
Well, why does this say vinyl here?
It says wood.
That one's not vinyl.
Yeah.
Oh.
That's a mistake. The vinyl is on the rear.
That's why I said that one looked pretty good.
And I messed up, too.
That's not really a vinyl window. It's
correct.
Labeled as vinyl.
Correct.
That's a decent wood window.
Correct.
Okay, that was confusing me. Because then I found this other one that was obviously not a wood window, and actually it looked like
it was vinyl.
It looks like aluminum.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because it's so thin.
It looks very good.
And it's not even the right size. It's
the right size.
It looks like a sash pack.
No, it's one of the insert vinyls that you just take stop.
They didn't measure the height correctly.
Let's close for a guess.
Okay. I think I'm understanding it now. I was just confused.
So measure twice, cut once.
We have a lot. I mean, we're going through the whole back of the barn was rotten and from termite damage, and we've rebuilt that whole wall and redoing all the stalls and redoing the inside of the tack room, and one side will be a tack room, one will be more of a sitting area type thing.
Now, it was renovated earlier and made into residential. No, this is the first time. So
you
still got the back sort
the
of
ring.
That's a walk
ring thing.
Yeah, that's where they walk the racehorses.
Yeah,
cool.
And it's still like that.
Yeah. That was a hot walker?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
And the, but yeah, it was, I think years ago, the Wintersteins bought it and they brought it back from, it was falling down and they did some things, and then it just, over time, some things were done and they was patched. And so finally, we're going through and fixing every single thing on it.
And it's going to be a stable.
It's going to be a horse barn. It's in a
barn.
easement or what, land conservation?
Yeah, the Winterstein's do that?
They did, and so you cannot, you can't have a house, you can't make an apartment there. It has, and then besides you guys, I have to go through them to cut a tree down or any changes as well.
Is it zoned horse district?
It is.
Yeah, because that would preclude you from building a house there, too. Mm-hmm. Not that there's really room to build one.
No, this was done probably before, maybe before when, you know, I don't know how long ago they owned it, but they're the ones that put it in the easement.
Yeah. Okay, well, this would be a good example of window replacement, because you have so many examples of the wrong thing.
Yeah, you've got, you know, potentially you maybe have one, but you got, if you replace them, you'll have two in the same room. So,
okay.
So the windows on the front are staying or going?
I want to replace all four. There's four windows. I want to replace them with all the same thing.
But only one's on the front.
On the front.
Yeah, just that one.
The one on the front looks pretty good, I thought. Well, I thought they all looked pretty good, but I mean,
can't the sills be replaced?
The what?
Sills.
He'll have to replace sills.
There's some rot on the bottoms of some of the sashes too. And they're just the problem. We can replace the sill, but I don't anticipate with the where they get the rain and the rain blowing from that, you're going to have an ongoing problem with these windows. They have no cover over them.
Mm-hmm. So what happens if we leave the one on the front? And so the most of the ones in the back you can't see so much.
Is it front and side?
They'll look different?
They'll look different.
Well, are you saying that your gel winds will have a thinner mutton thing?
I'm not so worried about
it. You say look different.
Outside, I think you'll see it inside.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not gonna see those together.
Yeah. It's actually two windows that are in.
No.
Relatively decent shape.
That's a different angle on the same window.
That is the same window.
Yeah.
But he's saying that there are two windows in that stall, or in that room.
Yeah, one on the front, one on the back.
Right.
Yeah, right.
In that same room.
And if you notice, there's hardly any overhang on those, and so they get all the driving rain on those back windows.
The front one is covered.
That's right.
So it looks like it's in the best shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, we'll see if any others, I don't know if Professor Farmer wants to comment on the barn windows. I can make a joke about the horse out of the barn, but I won't do that. We could go ahead and have a motion, and then we can discuss it a little bit further. I think the it's a couple of these. There's really nothing to do but put a new window in, like the vinyl one. So where do you stop?
Well, I really like the Dutch door concept. I think that looks really good.
Mm-hmm. You wonder if it might have had that one at one time.
Can I ask Grant one more question?
If he would come forward, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Grant, the front window, you know, is visible from the road, obviously. This is a contributing property, and so I was a little confused about it looking differently. Could you talk a little bit more about how the replacement window would look differently than the one that's there now?
Well, as you've seen from when we looked at 618, it's very difficult to see unless you go right up on the window, a difference between the two products. And those were on the top and bottom floor. Mm-hmm. These you're not going to see. I mean,
but weren't those the sash packs?
Those are sash packs.
And this is a full new framed window, right?
Yeah, because I want to retrim the whole thing and use something that's going to last back there.
All right. But so is the window going to look different from the road than it does now with the new framed window?
It'll look just like, I'll replicate it just like what's there.
Okay.
And the only difference is the window will be clad.
Okay. All right. That was my question. I just was kind of confused about your exchange about the mutton size and that sort of stuff, if it was changing and, you know, the...
Same thing.
Okay.
Now, since you've got brick, does Jelwyn do a custom size, or do you put...
They'll do a custom size, and I'll match...
They have a little bit of brick mold then that you'll still use.
Correct.
Or do they have a...
You can buy their molding package, but we don't typically...
So you use real wood.
Well, either that or there's Lifespan, which is a product that resists rot. They do make some vinyl historic sills.
Mm-hmm.
Too, so you have that option as well.
Mm-hmm. But you're anticipating them doing your own custom... A brick mold.
I'm not gonna take that size and go find a gelled one and shrink it by 6 inches. I'm gonna go back and actually order the size that I need to make it look like it's always been there.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you. Okay. Would anyone here like to speak regarding this? I believe we already asked that, and if not, we can have a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to recommend that we approve application 14048 as written.
Okay, as submitted.
Second.
Mm-hmm. And I think we said that perhaps that is actually three rotten wood windows and one vinyl window, maybe. Is what it is. Just a typo kind of there. All right, now we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? We talked a good bit about it already. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, this is great. Glad you're finally bringing it back up to a good condition. I don't think it's ever really been to that point. Okay, and we've got one more, is that right?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
This is application number 14-052, applicant Grant Larley, owners Mr. and Mrs. Robert Hottinson, 332 Berry Road. The applicant is requesting approval to replace all of the third floor windows on the house at 332 Berry Road with new Jeldwin Sightline EX clad casement windows that will copy the look of the existing. Also requested is approval to add shutters to the entire house, front, back, and sides. These shutters are a composite material with hinges and tiebacks from New Horizon, which are made in Charleston. The color has not been determined to this point, and he's got pictures of another house, the house over on Sumter Street, where they use these same shutters that you have been to for tax incentives and other reasons.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. And then I believe we need our applicant to give his name again for our recordings.
Grant Larley. Mm-hmm. On this application, basically you start at the top and there's issues with the roof and it's not a great design. You have the way the roof comes down and then you have a pan that goes up to the sill of the window, then drops down and there's another pan there. And the windows on the third floor are just, I mean, they're rotten, they're shot. We're going to have to start at the very top, replace the roof. And as part of that, these windows are basically beyond repair, as you can see from the pictures.
Mm-hmm.
One thing in this, we did put Jeldwin Sightline EX clad casement windows. We are also looking at possibly a French casement in swing or outswing. So I don't know that I want to lock into one company on these. We've got a lot, you know, this house, the construction of the house, we've got a lot of things we're going to rewire, replumb. There's just a lot of work that's going to go on, and the construction of the way this thing is constructed is going to make that very difficult. Mm-hmm. The wall, it was built like a skyscraper. It's got steel beams, and then the walls are terracotta block. Each floor is 10 inches of concrete. And then we opened up some spaces the other day, and between the ceiling, there's actually 27 inches between the ceiling. It's almost like they suspended the plaster with metal, and it's weird.
We need to designate it as an official tornado shelter.
It's not going anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still scratching my head trying to figure out how to get from A to B.
Yeah.
But it's very unique, and the owners have, you know, they want to bring it back to its original day. They've got big landscape plans as well for it, so it's definitely going to be an asset when we get it finished.
Will the upper windows be clad?
They will. They're only half visible because of the wall, the trim on those and everything, we're going to have to take those out and basically install new windows and then retrim them, because it's just got a lot of rot up on that third floor. And somebody came in, I don't know how long ago, but they tried to hydrostop or paint some type of material on top of the shingles or asbestos tiles, and they painted those. They painted the pan, and you know, some of that's failed. And then as we look at the house, we just felt like it needed a little something just to make it look a little better. And that's when the owner asked about the shutters.
Mm-hmm.
And the shutters, what we've done in the past is we've gone back and looked at the time period that this house was built, and actually get the correct measurements for the bottom rail, side rails, mid rail, and the top rail. And we can actually have New Horizon will replicate that to exactly what we asked for.
Operating shutters?
They will be. They will be hinged. Whether they'll ever be closed,
but probably they can be.
They can be.
Mm-hmm. So did you look at the original photos, and were there shutters on the... Were there originally shutters?
I don't believe there was.
Well,
Byrne probably had them.
Yeah, that's right. I reviewed this, and I find nothing that says that you can't put shutters on a house that didn't originally have them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's just so plain on the front, it needs something to...
And there's room to do them. Sometimes you have double windows, and it's tricky to put them on, but they look like they would go on easily.
Right.
Yeah.
Grant, the pan that you were describing around the top windows, is that all going to be replaced?
Yeah, we're replacing the whole, all the roof, the pan, all that is getting replaced.
Was it a bad slope on it that caused the window to rot out, or just splashing rain?
Splashing rain.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's also some leakage in the pan where it separated, and that's come in on mainly the third floor around these windows is where you have some of the plaster deterioration inside.
Mm-hmm. So the new windows will be more weather resistant?
That's what I'd like for the, and that's why I want them clad, because, you know, they need protection up there.
So the
you're
seal
still going to get some splash.
Seal and everything will...
Correct. Yeah, we'll have to make the pieces probably out of lifespan for the trim.
Mm-hmm.
What about, you know, it seems like the obvious question here is the rest of the windows.
Well, the rest of the windows, originally when I started this application, we were going to ask for all of them. And then after I got kind of beat and kicked and chewed on, I'm just kidding. Actually, the owner sent me an email and said, you know, we really kind of like the look of these windows, so I think we want to leave the first and second floor. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, with the size of these windows, I think you probably, in this case, you probably need to.
They are single glazed, though, I was
thinking. They are.
Have they been concerned about energy and whether they would want to put storm sash?
We're still trying to figure out how to heat and cool the house. The house has never, it didn't have air conditioning until a renovation, maybe, I don't know, whenever, 10 years ago, or they did a renovation. And on the second floor, they've got high pressure lines that they drilled through the concrete on the first floor. And on the second floor, they built this valance. They just cut the top of the trim off on the windows and dropped a valance down that goes all the way around the rooms upstairs, and it looks terrible. So we're trying. That's why we started opening the ceilings, to say, hey, I can get this ductwork up here, and this is, you know, we're still trying to decide the best way to heat the house. It has radiators, but he tore out the old boiler and put some kind of Linux system that you can't get parts for anymore. The reliability is not great. So we actually have a meeting tomorrow to discuss going back with a boiler, what we have to do to the radiators. Of course, I have asbestos on all that, and that's going to have to be rewrapped and taken out. And then we still got to come up with the cooling part of it. Cooling is not tremendously important to these folks because they're going to be here in the winter, but we still need to be able to cool the house. But being the walls are so thick and it's all that concrete in there, it's cooling. It's probably easier to cool that house than it is to heat that house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, did we hear some discussion about knocking out the infill? That was just discussion, or
we talked about that. Again, they are. You know, we found some picture from the Knolls that showed people standing on that porch, and there were no
columns.
Yeah. And my feeling is that it'd be a lot more attractive that way. Mm-hmm. Now, the owners feel like they're here more in the wintertime and would utilize the space better if it stays enclosed. So we're still kind of hashing that out right now.
Okay. All right. Okay, well, good. Well, that's a good summary of what you're doing. And I'll officially ask if anyone would like to speak in opposition or in favor of these changes in this application. You're welcome to speak, and I don't see anyone, so we can probably. And y'all have all your questions? No, Ben.
I'm good.
You good? Okay.
One other note, just an interesting fact: the two chimneys on the far side of the two-story structure, the big chimneys, are actually faux.
Huh. There's no fireplaces, huh?
The pan, they supported that with steel, and so the pan that goes around the perimeter goes up underneath that.
Amazing.
Yeah. So when he built it, never to go anywhere. My job hard.
That's the own part of a brick company in somewhere, too.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you, Grant. Glad you're doing this. Okay, would anyone like to make a motion?
All right, with respect to application number 14-052, I move that we approve this application as submitted. Mm-hmm.
And probably the only difference would be a potential change in the manufacturer for those windows, possibly. Could be a Marvin, as I believe I heard him say. Yeah.
And I guess you can run that by Ms. French if you need to change that and and get her approval if it's needed.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Do we have a second?
Second.
Okay. I think we've got a a motion and a second. And
I guess the only other issue is the color of the shutters, maybe?
We have not selected the exact color yet.
Maybe you can submit that.
I can send that in once we have it. I would imagine it'd be Charleston green, white, and I would think it's probably going to be white or black, but I don't know.
Okay.
Tell me yet.
He's looking at me.
Okay.
Approved administratively.
So has my motion been seconded yet?
Yes.
Yes.
Because I would like to add that the colors for the shutters be approved administratively.
Okay.
Second.
Okay. All right. Good. Thank you. Okay, the motions have been made and amended and seconded, and no further discussion?
Well, my only discussion is, although there weren't shutters originally, I find nothing in our design review manual that would preclude addition of shutters if appropriate.
Maybe they just didn't get around to installing them. And they can be removed if someone wanted to remove them later. All right. All in favor of the motion as amended and seconded, raise your right hand. Okay. Looks like it's unanimous. And go forward. And we can go. Meeting is adjourned.
What have you got for us next month, Grant?
Grant?
You're keeping us going.
I'm sure that there is...